Sounds True presents Tibetan Dream Yoga, Tape 2 with Lama Suryadas.
So now we're going to leap into the actual practices of Tibetan Dream Yoga. Let's remember the purpose of this, which is to awaken, which is to gain more consciousness and clarity, which is to really open our minds and awaken our hearts to the truth, to reality, to see through unreality and be able to discern the real from the unreal. Traditionally, in the ancient Buddhist text of Tibet, it says 7 benefits that we can get from the yoga of sleep and dreaming. We can accumulate great spiritual merits and good fortune and good karma through positive actions that we can accomplish in dreams that would be impossible in the waking state, since we all know that everything is possible in a dream. 2, we can remove hindrances and obstacles to our spiritual development, to our health, and so on. 3, we can receive direct care and guidance from the enlightened ones, saints, masters, guardians, from God, from Buddhas, from our guru, etc., since we're so much more open and vulnerable and unguarded in our dreams. 4, we can be blessed by all the male and female sacred energies. Scientifically speaking, both sides of our brains will be more open or active, especially the intuitive right side of the brain, from which creativity and spiritual wellness springs. 5, our meditations and visualizations can be greatly strengthened and stabilized as we learn to do these in our dream work, when we're less encumbered by our more gross or heavy corporeal body. 6, we can attain outer, inner, and the most profound spiritual stages of development in dreams, which will carry over into our waking life and into the afterlife through the more conscious use of waking, sleeping, and dreaming, the entire cycle of birth, death, and deathless transcendence. And last, we can more swiftly attain enlightenment through this unique practice of dream yoga, dream work as a gate to the highest, through the dream time, through the timeless time that's beyond linear time of past, present, and future. These 7 benefits any of us can experience, and thousands have experienced since this text was written 1,200 years ago. More generally, I personally have found that there are really many other benefits of lucid dreaming, of dream work, of awakening in the day and the night. Everything from how we deal with our nightmares or recurrent dreams, which we can get to know better, clarify, pacify, and even dispel, or fantasies that we can realize and fulfill, aspirations that we didn't know we had, that we can start to see through our dreams as we attain more clarity and lucidity both in day and night. We can realize the transparent, dreamlike, insubstantial nature of all experience as we do our reality testing practice that I've mentioned before, especially during the day, many times during the day, asking ourselves, am I awake or am I dreaming? Is this real or unreal? And we can start to discern more deeply what's true and what's false around us and in us in our own experience. If we look and notice how everything is transitory, fleeting, we start to loosen our tight grip, our control freak-like approach to life, and become much more flexible, much more flowing, much more in the flow, in what I like to call the sacred zone or the great flow, the great Tao, the cosmic energy that is pure freedom and bliss. In this way, we can free our mind. We can release all the infinite innate energy that's in us. Our habits and hang-ups will be loosened. Our frozen behavior patterns will be melted and will be more free to flow, appropriate according to circumstances rather than always acting and reacting in the same predetermined manner. We can solve problems in dreams. Many scientists have found their secret answers to unsolvable problems through dreams, as I've mentioned. We can start to understand questions of identity, like who we really are, beyond what particular state of mind we're in, whether waking, sleeping, or dreaming. We can find our true changeless nature, our true nature, what we call in Buddhism Buddha nature, but it really relates to each of you. It's really you, you to nature, each of you, your true nature, original nature. If we can dream spiritual dreams, if we happen to have them, or if we can induce and incubate spiritual dreams intentionally, which we'll be learning in this program, in the intentional practices of daytime, nighttime, and waking up practices of the Tibetan Dream Yoga, we can induce light dreams, bright dreams, blessing dreams, transcendent dreams, dreams that will make us happier, healthier, and holier, that will carry over into our daily life. I've had such dreams. I've learned how to induce and incubate them, how to develop them and increase them through Tibetan Dream Yoga, sleep yoga, and the practices of the clear light and illusory body we're going to be studying today. And found out that this carried over into my life for days, for weeks afterwards. The delight, the blessings, the freedom and inspiration that I got from these spiritual dreams. We can also tap into our innate psychic, clairvoyant, and spiritual resources. Open our third eye of true inner vision and seeing. Open our third ear of true listening and receptivity and sensitivity. Open our body, our soul, our heart and mind will be revealed to us in this theater of the imagination, the theater of our inner world, the world of dreams and dream time. We can open the various dimensions of ourselves, of our various bodies or sheaths, as we call it in the yogic traditions. Not just our physical body, fascinating and abundant as that is, as a temple or house of our living spirit, but our other sheaths or bodies or dimensions of being, our emotional body, our astral body, our energy body or sheath, our psychic self. All of these different sheaths and dimensions of beings will help us reveal our dream body. And this is one of the unique practices or purposes of Tibetan Dream Yoga. That's why it's been called a secret teaching for over a millennia. One of the main purposes of the dream yoga and the illusory body practices is to work with the inner light, the clear light of awareness of spirit, the ever untrammeled and luminous innate spiritual nature that is our own birthright, each of us, that is our own true nature, that is our own heart and soul. As everything has, in a sense, two sides, light and shadow come together. Form and emptiness, or form and essence, are inseparable. Day and night, life and death, male and female, all these polarities are what makes up the divine dance. Without polarity, no dance, just divine. Without shadows, there's no show, there's just light. Therefore, in this practice of Tibetan Dream Yoga and the clear light of reality, we're going to need to work two sides. One, realizing the insubstantiality, the flexibility and freedom, the infinite openness of the inner light, of the clear light, through the practices of the illusory body in the daytime. And second, through the specific sleep yoga practices, the dream yoga practices of the nighttime, how we can discover, recover, in a sense develop, although it's already there, develop our dream body. Sort of separate out our dream body from our waking body, how we can find ourselves in dreams, how we can be aware of who we are in dreams when we're not our material, corporeal body. This is called the dream body. What's the dream body made of? Of light, of consciousness, of mind. So we'll be talking about that today. We're going to look into the 4 points of daytime practice, illusory body, illusory mind, illusory world, and illusory time and space, and how we develop this notion of the dreamlike nature of reality, illusory dimension of things, and achieve freedom that way. And we're also going to learn how to practice and develop the 4 points of night practice, nighttime practice, the dream yoga and sleep yoga, how we develop the dream body, how we learn to retain conscious presence during dreams. This is called lucid dreaming, or grasping the fact that we're dreaming, awakening within the dream, knowing we're dreaming. Second, how to control and increase, how to induce and incubate dreams. Third, how to overcome fear and train in the illusory nature of dreams and the infinite freedom of dreams, and how we can do anything in dreams. Nothing is impossible. And attain mastery, which will carry over into our daytime activities as well and help us transcend the cycle of birth and death, night and day. And fourth, how we can learn to contemplate the suchness or the isness or the divine nature of sleeping, dreaming, and waking. How are we going to learn those? Through the 4 points of the practice of nighttime, which are first the chant or prayer that helps us set a strong resolve or intention before we go to sleep to awaken within the dream and know we're dreaming at night. Second, the visualization and the work with the throat chakra and the inner light. Third, the posture of lying down to sleep. And fourth, the outlook, the view, or the meditation, which helps us experience the 4 stages of sleep and be more conscious through all of them. We're also going to learn a short practice, the 4 points of waking up, how we practice in the morning when we wake up after our sleep yoga, dream yoga at night. Now let's look further into this idea of developing or realizing, recovering our dream body so we can be more the masters of sleep rather than just the victims of mere appearances and hallucinatory circumstances in dreams. This will help us recover our own self-mastery of our own body and our different dimensions of being or sheaths of being, the different bodies that comprise our existence here in this world. This will also help us realize who and what we truly are, that we're not just our body, physical body. We also get this. You are not just your mind. You are not just what you think. There is much more happening here in this wonderful divine dream. For you are the dream and the dreamer. You are the producer and the actors on stage. You are the God and the creation in this dream theater, this divine lila or dance, this cosmic pageant. The dream body is a subtle form of consciousness. When we dream at night, when we lie down to practice dream yoga and sleep yoga and rest at night, we lay down our physical body. But in a sense, this is the time to raise up our mental body, our dream body, to incubate dreams, to induce lucid dreaming, aware dreaming. Not just the reactive karmic dreams from our physical body and its actions during the day, but get into the second kind of dreams, the clear dreams, the witnessing dreams, and develop and incubate the third kind of dreams, the luminous dreams, the clear light dreams, in which spiritual enlightenment and realization is so close at hand. We may feel far from it now, but as we develop the dream body through these practices, we'll realize that we are never far from it. It is never far from us. We may just feel far from it because we're obscured. The heaviness of the day, of our schedule, of our mentation and thoughts and mental life, of our physical experience, of our habits, obscures the inner light that's always there. Like the light body, we call it in the Dzogchen tradition. During the day, seeing our illusory body and illusory world is the outer sheath of our inner light body, our true nature, in which everything is possible and nothing, no stains or limits obtain. And at night, realizing our dream body, giving birth to or discovering and recovering our dream body, which is the reflection again of that inner light. But we might wonder, and I wondered in the beginning, is this dream body just a weird esoteric thing? Is this just something made up or some new creed or matter of faith that I have to believe in that the Tibetan masters are telling me? And I asked my Tibetan gurus these questions again and again. I also looked into it through my own prayers and practice. And when I did this practice, I found out, no, this is just something that we all experience. Again, it's not just a physical body, but it is right there. It's like a mental body. It's the body of consciousness. It's the inner light body reflected outwardly in our dreams as a subtle body. We're calling the dream body, the dream dimension, the dream sheath. If we wonder who is it that's living in the dreams, of course it's ourselves. It's a projection of our own consciousness and mind. But if we experience flying in dreams, it's not our physical body that's lying in bed that's flying, but it's our dream body, made of nothing but light and consciousness. It's a more subtle form of consciousness, but it's still ourselves and it's still connected to us. It has some of our attitudes and so on, some of our own karma attached to it. So that's the time where we can sort of more transform our forms and play with it and work with it and be masters of the phenomena. The reality in dreams is much more flowing. It's like plastic before it's hardened and set into shape. We can shape it however we want. And this is the practice of dream yoga and sleep yoga, consciously shape-shifting and time-shifting and making the spiritual journey as we would want it to be in our dream life. So we need to distinguish if we want to develop and increase our clarity and our spiritual life at night through Tibetan dream yoga practice and the yoga of sleep and conscious dreaming. We need to distinguish between just ordinary dreams in which we're just reacting to what happens during the day or in the past or what other people said to us, and the clear or witnessing dreams in which we are aware of our dream body and know we're dreaming. It could almost be as if we're looking down and see our bodies lying in bed, as if we're astral traveling. And third, from that we can go more into the illumined dreams, where there's no separation between self and other, where we're just experiencing things in total oneness, in total light, in total bliss and freedom. So these are the three main kinds of dreams we're going to be discussing. The regular, ordinary, somewhat confused karmic dreams, reactive dreams first. And second, the lucid dreams or witnessing dreams in which we're clear that we're dreaming. We know that we're dreaming and we have some choice about what kind of experiences we have, and we can change our moods or our experiences almost at will. And third, finally, the subtlest, the richest kind of dreams, the illumined dreams, in which we're one with the light, or we're not separate from anything. And it is likened somewhat to the deep sleep state in which true oneness or healing and rest can take place. And yet, there's a difference between this illumined dream state and just being in deep sleep. This is something we have to experience for ourselves. So these three kinds of dreams are what we can induce and incubate through Tibetan dream yoga practice. How we can become more consciously alive and awake and aware. How we can create and recreate reality at will. How we can change the speed or frequency of events. We can change the moods or experiences. We can go to places we've never been and see people alive or dead that we would like to see, perhaps our deceased loved ones or the saints or masters of the past. We can play with the reality at will because we're like magicians. We've realized that we are the dreamer. We're not just caught up in the dream like during the day. We're more caught up in our dreams. We forget that we're projecting much of this reality. At night, we can start to realize we are the magicians, we are the dreamer, and we can play with it at will and create any kind of reality we want. This will incredibly increase our sense of self-mastery, freedom, and empowerment during the day as we realize that we no longer have to be the victims of experiences, of circumstances. Then no matter what's happening around us, we can carry our own spiritual atmosphere with us through the illumined inner state in which we know who is the dreamer and what is the dream.
Zowa de zoi lama rinpoche Dongwe pudu trinchin che gije Kame da la risa che le me De yi
A Tibetan prayer says, when the state of dreaming has arisen, do not lie in ignorance like a mere corpse. Enter the natural sphere of unwavering attention and luminosity. Recognize your dreams and transfer illusion into the light. Don't just sleep like an animal. Undertake the practice of awakening, which mixes sleep, clarity, and reality. So as our animal body is lying in bed, when our dream body rises up and shines, whether in any form of activity, flying or walking, this is our dream body, whatever the dream is about, just recognize this. It doesn't matter what kind of dream you may be having. This is your dream body, and this is your dream mind. And whatever happens in the dream, these are one's own projections and the inner theater of our own experience. This is what we need to recognize and awaken to. This is the time for the reality testing practice that I've mentioned before. During the day, we again and again say to ourselves, am I dreaming or awake? Is this real or unreal? By doing so, this kind of reality testing or reality checking, we've made some imprints in our consciousness. We've created a habit. So it can come up for us at night without that intention, without our conscious will involved. So we should look in our dream to see if there's anything impossible or unreal. It will be a trigger that will help us realize that we are dreaming. Then we'll be witnessing our dreams. We'll be in the lucid dream state, rather than just lost in our dreams. If we see people who are dead, if we're flying, if our bodies are not the usual male or female human form that we're used to, we'll know we're dreaming. That will trigger our consciousness into the lucid state in which we can carry on more master of the illusion, rather than just driven about by whatever dreams we happen to be involved in. So this is the purpose of the practice during the day, of recognizing the illusory body, the illusory mind, the illusory world, the illusory time and space process, of looking into the transparency and insubstantiality of things during the day that will help us realize that at night, and then lighten up, brighten up, and transparisize waking, sleeping, and dreaming. And this will carry over into the death and dying process too. And we can die into the light rather than into fear, darkness, or oblivion. So the first practice of this Tibetan dream yoga is daytime practice. I like to call this awakening to the dreamlike nature of reality through reality testing. During the day, whenever we can, as I said before, and we can't overemphasize this point, we need to remember it again and again, is ask ourselves now and then throughout the day, am I sleeping and dreaming or am I awake? Is this real or unreal? And look around and see if there are extraordinary things or events happening so we can know whether we're awake or dreaming. And start to notice how even in our waking life, which is our consensus reality that we all agree on, how dreamlike and unreal and transitional everything is. Yesterday, I personally was in Massachusetts, where I live. Today, I'm in a different state, at a different altitude, looking at snow mountains, although it's July. Isn't this amazing and like a dream? And so recall the dreamlike, transitory nature of reality. During the day, we practice 4 points of recognizing the illusory nature of things, so we're less attached to them, less invested in them, less caught up in them, so we can actually live the ancient spiritual dictum to be in the world but not totally of it. So we can find freedom, even in prison, for they can imprison our body but they can't imprison our mind. And freedom of mind is the ultimate form of freedom, freedom of spirit, spiritual freedom, that is. So during the day we practice 4 points, reflecting on our illusory body, reflecting on our illusory mind and personality and preferences, likes and dislikes, our mood changes and states of mind and so on. The third, reflecting on the illusory dreamlike nature of the world and phenomena. And fourth, reflecting on the illusory reality and the relativism of time and space. First, regarding the illusory body, which is actually Buddha's body of love in this world, it's a reflection of wisdom and truth. But it's very changeable, it's very insubstantial. If we look at our body, it's so different than it was 30 or 20 or 10 years ago. And it's changing all the time. Its weight, its size, its temperature, its feelings and sensations. If we look through our body, we see that we're not just our body, that although we think we're the same person, we're not the same as we were 30 or 40 or 20 or 10 years ago or even last week. Everything changes quickly or slowly. Science says every cell and every molecule in our body changes every 7 years. Look at our mind in the present moment, how changeable, how fickle it is, the changing, flickering moods and states of consciousness. So the body and mind are both considered as sort of illusory, and in this way we can realize more the inner light. Let's call it the inner light body. As in Dzogchen tradition of Tibet, we call it the rainbow light body, that we are not just our body. We're more like this infinite energy or rainbow light, this insubstantial yet very vivid, beautiful, and glorious rainbow-like phenomena. That's the illusory body practice during the day, recognizing that changeless luminosity or inner light amidst all the physical and material changes having to do with our body. The mind, too, is so very changeable and insubstantial. Who can grasp it? Who can define it? Who can measure away it? So we practice contemplating the illusory dreamlike nature of mind. Look for the mind. Is it in our head? In our heart? In our chest? Is it in our body? And see, who is experiencing our experiences? Where is this mind, this consciousness? Is it one mind or many? Who hears, thinks, or feels? How does this mind function? Where do the thoughts and the feelings and perceptions come from? Can we trace their source in our own experience in the present moment? This is like a meditation or a contemplation. Look yourself into who is experiencing your experience. What is the mind? What is thinking? What is looking? Is looking coming from the eyeballs or from the outer forms and pictures? Can one do so without having the inner visual consciousness? A corpse has eyeballs but doesn't see much. What is listening? What is feeling? What is tasting, smelling, and touching? Who am I? What am I? Look into this illusory nature of mind, illusory body-mind continuum, and see through it this dreamlike nature, this insubstantial, changeable, dreamlike nature of body and mind, and realize the light body, the innate luminosity or clarity of mind. This is how we realize the illusory mind nature of things, that we are not just who we think we are. And we start to unveil our true identity and can distinguish between the real and the unreal, between who we are and who we just think we are. We can see the difference between concepts and reality. Third, we investigate during the day practice illusory world and phenomena. Notice how everything is impermanent and changing. This is a way to contemplate in daily life, to meditate in daily life. Notice how the outer world changes, how the seasons change, how the foliage changes, how all the animals and people who are born die, how all who gather together are soon parted. Notice the stars and the infinite distances, and then notice the finite, the smallest ants or microscopic elements that you can look into. I remember one day I was in the woods near our retreat center in southern France, and I happened upon a sort of a concrete well that was covered with a manhole-like heavy metal cover. And I wondered what it was there in the middle of the forest. I guess there had been a village there once. and I pried it open with a stick I used like a crowbar, and I took off the manhole-like cover. And there was teeming universes of tiny insects there in this one tiny shaft that I had opened and uncovered. And it was just like plunging into the myriad depths of God's universe where millions of stars and galaxies wheel overhead. And there was no difference for that moment in my mind between the infinite reaches of space and time and the most smallest speck of what was right in front of me. In this way, we can contemplate the phantasmagorical, somewhat unreal and dreamlike nature of the world and phenomena. This will free us from many of our illusions and grasping to that which is beyond our comprehension, and we will better plumb the mysteries of life. And fourth, we look into the illusion of time and space, how time and space are relative, how sometimes 1 minute seems like an eternity, if we're in pain or if a loved one's in pain, where sometimes hours just flit by without us even knowing, as if they were 1 minute. Time is so relative, so subjective. In this way, we can notice also how space and extensiveness is so relative. Sometimes we feel claustrophobic. Sometimes we feel expanded. Perhaps we're meditating in a closet, but we feel infinitely large like the universe. Or some people feel constricted when they're outside in space because they have agoraphobia, they're afraid of space. So just notice that time and space are so subjective and relative, and there's nothing concrete or definitely real here to latch onto, to believe in, to fight over, which brings a great sigh of relief in letting go. And we can better contact the timeless time, the fourth time, that's beyond linear time of past, present, and future, the timeless time, this eternal now, this eternal moment. This is our light body. This is the realization of the illusory nature of the body and the freedom to transform time and space, to do time shifting, space shifting, and our self shifting through this spiritual process of transformation and awakening. So during the day, we practice reflecting on these 4 points as much as we can. Reality checking and testing through looking at the illusory body, illusory mind, illusory world and phenomena, and the illusory relativism of time and space. In this way, loosening our concrete clinging and grasping to things that are in any case slipping through our fingers every moment. We become more conscious of the dreamlike ephemeral nature of life, and it helps us to stop and smell the roses right now. This will help us to, as Blake sang, kiss the joy as it flies and live in eternity's sunrise. The verse of Blake's poem is, "He who binds to himself a joy doth the winged life destroy. Yet he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise." This is the timeless time. This is the holy now. This is where we can arrive at through dream yoga practice. So that's daytime practice of the Tibetan dream yoga. Now it would naturally be time to flow into the nighttime practice, but I want to go more deeply into that, as that's going to be the main practice on the last part of this program. Since we're in dream time here and dream is the theme, I'm going to jump over that to another form of daytime practice, which comes after the nighttime, which is morning waking up practice, which I'm going to call first awakening. So when we wake up in the morning, after we've done our nighttime practice, which you'll learn next, the first thing of the 4 points for morning wake-up practice, first awakening or dawn of creation, is first to breathe out and say or chant, "Ah." If you can't do it out loud, if somebody else is sleeping there, you don't want to disturb them, just breathe out and just say, "Ah," softly to yourself. "Ah." Breathing out the night, awakening to the day, emptying ourselves, being ready to be reborn spiritually anew. First awakening, dawn of creation, wake up practice. So the first of the 4 points is the breath and the ah. Second is the posture. Sit up in bed. Rear up a little. Raise your energy. Breathe out again and say, "Ah." Breathe in, and for a third time, say, "Ah." So this threefold ah, I call three breaths to awakening. This is the practice of first awakening. First, the breath and the chanting of the ah. Second, the posture, sitting up, rearing up a little bit, raising your head, raising your gaze, lion-like. Ah, like a lion roaring. Be silly if you like. Laughter will help you wake up, will lighten everything up. With a big ah, or ah, emptying the stale energy that's in our psychic energy channels, that's in our different dimensions of our being, stretching the body like a cat stretches in the morning, in this lion posture, rearing up and chanting ah three times. And that brings us to the third point. First, the breath and the ah. Second, the posture, the lion-like posture, rearing up and stretching and ahing. And third, raising our energy, lifting our energy, uplifting ourselves, uplifting our body in order to uplift our souls and our spirit. Ah, what a great way to wake up in the morning. I will tell you that by using this practice, I was able to stop drinking coffee in the morning and I feel much better, not going up and down like a human energy yo-yo anymore. And you can always use this practice, this first awakening practice, any time during the day. The three breaths to wakefulness with the ah, the posture, the lion-like stretching, or you can do it standing and put your hands up and reach out, extend your fingertips to the sky and look up, not straight up, but slightly upwards, and say, ah, ah, like a cat stretching, but not just a cat, not a domesticated cat, house cat, like a lion, lion's roar, a spiritual awakening, a first awakening. Remember, this is first wake-up practice in the morning, but we can do this any time in the day. If the day isn't going right, just start the day again with this first wake-up practice. Ah! And give yourself permission to enjoy it and even be silly if you like. Shake your head like a lion if you wish to. Ah! Enjoy it. Pretend you're enjoying it at least. Why not? So having done the three breaths to awakefulness, the posture of the roaring lion, and raised your energy, the remindfulness, a reflection of where you are, of right now, and of whatever comes into your consciousness, perhaps remembering the dreams that you had during the night, which could bring us into writing them down, dream journal, and other such practices that would help us remember our dreams and reflect upon them. This could all be part of the morning wake-up practice. If we write down a few fragments of dreams, we might be amazed at how much more comes out of our subconsciousness if we just keep our hand moving. Like pulling on a piece of yarn can unravel the whole ball, since it's all there right in our subconscious. Try to reflect at this moment upon the difference and similarities between night dreams and daydreams, visions and fantasies. Notice how the night dream recedes and the daytime dream starts to encroach upon your consciousness, what you have to do, where you have to go, who you have to take care of or meet. And in this way, enter your day like a conscious dreamer, like the producer of your film, of your movie, rather than just one of the walk-ons. And remembering to do the daytime practice that we've talked about earlier, which brings us full circle so that the wheel of luminosity, the Dharma wheel of luminosity of clear awareness, can turn day and night. So then, even in our sleep, we'll be accumulating good karma, we'll be gaining spiritual energy and experiences, and we'll be lightening and enlightening the entire universe. What could be more wonderful than that? Now that is my dream for all of you. Now we're going to leap into Tibetan dream time, into the night practice of Tibetan dream yoga in the clear light. This is truly one of the most remarkable and unique teachings of Tibet. Tibetan Buddhism emphasizes the clear light, the inner light, the light of dreams that can help us awaken by day and by night, awaken to reality, awaken from the dreams and sleepwalking of confusion and illusion. This is an ancient tradition This is something that yogis and yoginis, female yogis, have always done in order to practice by day and by night, to use the dark side of the moon of life, as well as the day sun side, in order to progress on the spiritual path. I myself have found this extraordinarily moving and beautiful, profound and powerful practice, very applicable to my own modern life. It's something we can do anytime or anywhere. It doesn't depend on learning foreign languages, on mantras, or complex visualizations. We all sleep at night. We all dream. The question is, how much do we remember of that? How much do we learn from it? And how aware are we within the dream, so that we're not victims, but we are masters of circumstances? This night dream practice of Tibetan yoga is something that we can do every night as a preparation for the big sleep of death, and as a spiritual preparation for enlightenment, for spiritual illumination and transformation. It has four basic points. First, the chant or the prayer repetitions that we make as we lie down in order to help us firm up our resolve, make a strong resolution and intention to awaken during the dream and be lucid and conscious so we can witness our dreamings within the dream and know we're dreaming even while we're still asleep. And second, the visualization, working with the breath and the throat chakra to awaken our dream body and the body of visions and more subtle consciousness and its subtle reflections in the dream phantasmagoria. Third, the posture. Lying down on our right side if we're male, lying down on our left side if we're female. And fourth, the view or outlook or meditation to be applied to the clear light of dreams. These four points are what we practice in the dream yoga that I'm going to teach now. And I'd encourage you to use this to prepare for bed and listen to this as we describe these and then as we move into the guided meditation exercise itself of dream yoga. So now, in order to apply these four points of Tibetan dream yoga in practice at night, first, we must lie down in bed and relax. You must be present to win. Collect yourself. Lie down in bed. Breathe. Smile and relax. Let go of the preoccupations of the day. Let's enter into conscious dreaming, into meditative awareness. This is a contemplative exercise. So we can begin with the first point of setting our firm resolve to awaken within the dream and know we're dreaming, to seize the dream, to grasp the fact that we're dreaming, to have conscious presence in dreams, to witness our dreams, to give rise to the conscious dream body. We lie our physical body down in bed. We lie down on our right side if we're a man, and our left side if we're a female, to open and unblock the corresponding solar and lunar energy channels in our subtler energy body. Lying down on the right side with our right hand, right open, right palm under our right cheek, in the posture that the Buddha, historical Buddha, lay down in under the tree in Kushinagar where he died and passed into Nirvana 2,500 years ago. Replicating that mode, that mood, that moment. For the Buddha lives and dies right here in this moment, in each of us. Let's not overlook that luminous dream, that reality, that spiritual reality in timeless time. Let's enter into that timeless time, the Tibetan dream time, and do a little time shifting that way, and get out of our linear minds, our past, present, and future-oriented conceptual framework, our everyday identity and roles, and who we think we are, and be the Buddha lying down like that on our side, passing into the light of nirvana, of total peace, bliss, and deathless freedom, the timeless time of Dzogchen, the great perfection. Now we're going to chant. We're going to recite. We can do this out loud or to ourselves. The mental recitation, mental repetition will also do. The prayer of the Tibetan Dream Yoga. Use this like an affirmation or a repetition to make an imprint in your consciousness, so this will come up again while you're asleep in your dreams and help awaken you. This chant, this four-line shloka or spiritual verse translated from the Tibetan. Memorize this chant. May I awaken within the dream and grasp the fact that I am dreaming, so that all dreamlike beings may likewise awaken from the nightmare of illusory suffering and confusion. And repeat it again. May I awaken within the dream and grasp the fact that I am dreaming, so that all dreamlike beings may likewise awaken from the nightmare of illusory suffering and confusion. And third, it's good to do these kind of prayer practices at least 3 times, although we can do it numerous times, 7, 21, 108. That's good also. Just do it until you fall asleep to really set a firm resolve. May I awaken within the dream and grasp the fact that I am dreaming, so that all dreamlike beings may likewise awaken from the nightmare of illusory suffering and confusion. Now we've set our firm resolve, our intention to awaken, to seize the dream, to grasp the fact that we are dreaming. The first part is called the chant or the prayer. What it really is to set our intention or resolve, to set something in motion, to make an imprint in our consciousness that will arise later in the dream consciousness, in the dream body. Just like if we sleep in an uncomfortable position, we may see that reflected in our dreams. So similarly, we're setting ourselves up in the proper position, posture, and mental attitude in order to awaken the dream body and master the dream reality. Second is the visualization and the throat chakra, the throat energy center, the source of our voice, our expressions, our creativity and vision. Having chanted the prayer with or without our eyes closed, now we close our eyes and look into the light, the inner light. We might see it behind our eyelids or in a forehead center, or not see it at all but sense it. In any case, just contemplate and meditate. Just be mindful and present. Just be wakeful and attentive. Attention and the conscious, intentional use of attention is the principle of awakening. And we're using it here in the dream and sleep yoga. So the second point, the imagination or the image or the visualization, and we're going to do this lightly. We could do it in more detail with the chakras and the energies and Tibetan letters and so on, or English letters at those chakras. But just simply, and this is the way I do, and this is the way I teach it, I think this works very well. I've also talked to my own Tibetan teachers about this, and the essential principles are right here. Feel the breath or the energy, your throat chakra, as you breathe in and out, just naturally breathing. Bring your attention to your throat chakra. Look into the light behind your eyelids, feel your throat chakra, and allow the rest of the body to relax and recede as if becoming like the earth. And the dream body to arise through this source of expression and vision, the higher chakras, the energy centers, the subtler sheaths of our being, the throat, the third eye, the top of our heads, arising into the higher light, the subtler forms of consciousness and awareness. Imagine that you're looking at a bright full moon, which you can see moving up from your throat chakra and your eyelids. Just look behind your eyelids into that dark light, black light, shimmering light. It's not so dark in there, is it? Look into that vast expanse behind your eyelids as if you were looking at the sky or sky gazing, letting everything else go, dropping the body, dropping the day, no more sense of time or space or roles in life and persona, giving up your identity, your physical body, and entering into the dream body, giving room for the dream body to arise, dropping your body and mind, getting out of your own way, giving room for the body of light to arise, the dream body. Focusing on this full moon-like light, you could visualize a white, radiant letter A or Ah if you wish, or just look at this full moon-like light, the principle is of light, with or without the Ah. The Ah syllable, the letter A, connects it with the throat chakra, with the first sound, the first awakening, the first letter, Ah, A. Imagine or visualize that white A in the middle of the moon of light, or just the light itself. This is the clear light of reality reflected in our own minds. Just go into that more and more. As you relax, having let go of the body, having let go of words, concepts, having let go of the day, and letting the dream body arise. Third, the posture. Having done the chant and the prayer, form the strong resolve to awaken within the dream. And second, the visualization, going into the light, meditating ourselves into the light, dreaming or dying into the light rather than into the darkness, going towards enlightenment rather than endarkenment, consciousness rather than unconscious. Third is the posture. We're lying down on our right or left side, our open hand beneath our right cheek or our left cheek, depending. If we're on our right side, male, right open palm beneath our right cheek, supporting our head, relaxing, letting go of the body, letting go of the breathing, relaxing, and just dissolving into the light. And fourth, the view or the meditation, where we begin to experience the transition from waking to sleep. It may be that now the hypnagogic images begin to arise behind our eyelids. We start to see things that is like the beginning of dreams and sleep, the near dream experiences, the hypnagogic images beginning to arise. Although we're still sort of awake, we're on the threshold of dream, we're in the dream passage or bardo. We're in between waking and dreaming reality. This is a good time to notice the illusory nature of forms and mind. Time for shape shifting and time shifting, moving into the timeless time. The view or the meditative outlook, the contemplation is on the light and on these images and nothing else. Just meditating into the light, going to sleep into the light. The light helps us keep bright, wakeful, and alert and enter into illumined or numinous clear light dreams rather than just diving into oblivion as soon as we can, having taken some sleeping pills and a few drinks, seeking endarkenment. Here we are diving into the light, into wakefulness. We may even be able to be aware past the hypnagogic dream stage and into the first stages of sleep. This is dream yoga practice, maintaining some form of awareness here and getting used to that. If we have trouble falling asleep, don't give yourself insomnia. Just come back to the breathing. Just repeat the chant as if you're counting sheep. It will help put you to sleep. On the other hand, relaxed meditation in this posture with this outlook, with this view, it's a great view. It's a great viewpoint. Just enjoy it. Your body won't mind if you miss a few minutes of sleep in this relaxed state. It might even be more restful and healing than sleep. So rest in that view of the inner light. Dissolve in that field, that spacious clarity and luminosity, experiencing the transition between these states and getting used to the transitional nature of reality, beyond body, beyond mind, beyond persona, beyond giving rise to the dream body, the dream phenomena. As we enter into the four stages of sleep, first the hypnagogic dream images and near dream sleep, then sleep when the reticular eye movements begin and we can start to have lucid dreams, and then deep sleep where we are one with the universe, and fourth, coming out of sleep again. This would be the time that our friend or companion would wake us up. This would be the time that our alarm clock could be set for, perhaps after 2 hours when we've gone to sleep, to help us wake up so we sleep more lightly, so we can start again going through this process with the chant, with the visualization and the light and the throat chakra and moving it up to the forehead level and behind the eyes and going into that inner light with the posture and the breathing and relaxing and coming back to this view in meditation. If we can go through this several times in a night, our sleep will be much thinned. And our dreams, our subconscious, our dream body will protrude much more into our consciousness. We'll be able to awaken within the dream and know that we're dreaming. We'll be much more aware of our dream body and its dream life. Some tips and pointers that I found helpful for progressing and developing my dream yoga practice and sleep practice, giving rise to the dream body, and awakening within the dream and knowing that I'm dreaming, and then being able to control and increase and master the dreams, include eating lighter in the second half of the day. For example, as Buddhist monks in a monastery, we don't eat solid food after noon. We might have some soup or some broth or something like that around dinner time. We euphemistically call it medicine, not dinner. But you can eat more lightly in the later part of the day, and especially don't eat after 7 o'clock at night, if you can. And go light on things that lead to heedlessness or unconsciousness, like intoxicants and alcohol. Try to sit up when you're going to sleep, rather than lying down, just as an experiment. I found that this was incredibly clarifying to my energy and my state of wakefulness at night. You might sit up leaning against the wall in your bed or something like that and then fall asleep and then lie down on your side. Or try doing a dark retreat for a day or two or longer. This will greatly enhance the clarity of your inner light and luminosity and your ability to perceive the more subtle forms of consciousness connected to the dream body, the illusory body, and the clear light in this dream yoga practice. In the Tibetan tradition, we do a week dark retreat or a 49-day bardo retreat in the dark. Waking and sleeping starts to alternate in a different pattern. We lose track of the cycle of day and night and just enter more and more into a dreamlike state where we can only relate to our subjective inner reality, because there's no outer stimulus to distract us. This is a very powerful and profound practice. We could try it in a small way ourselves by spending some time in a dark room for quite a while before we go to sleep in a meditative state, spending some time in that room, maybe lying down, maybe sitting up, just getting used to it more and more and looking into the inner light and the inner life. So that when we lie down to sleep, we are already halfway there. It helps if we wake up in the morning and write down our dreams. It'll help us not just remember our dreams, but also learn lessons from them and garner insights from them and gain a more coherent picture of ourselves and our place in life. I found the dream work helps me make sense of my life. It's helpful to notice the repetitive images and storylines of dreams, as well as the archetypal symbols that arise in dreams, and what they tell us about ourselves and our lives and what stage we're at in life. It's very helpful to think about and reflect upon the Tibetan teachings of the Bardo from this Tibetan book of liberation through guidance. the teachings of the transition states, of what are the similarities and differences between waking and the daydream, and sleep and the night dream, and visions, fantasies, or hallucinations, and how this might have something to do with the process of death and conscious death and dying and transcendence. Now, as we lie down in bed, we're doing the dream yoga and prepare ourselves to awaken within the dream and lucid dreaming. We need to set up the conditions in order for lucid dreaming and illumined dreams to occur after we fall asleep. So we've talked about the 4 points. So now we're going to begin first by saying our prayers, as it were, as we go to bed with the chant and the prayer repetition. Relax, breathe, smile a little bit, take it easy, let everything drop away, let things settle in their own way, in their own place, in their own time. Natural body is Buddha's body, body of light, let it be. Let Buddha lie in your bed. Now begin chanting aloud or to yourself the 4-line verse of the Tibetan Dream Yoga practice. May I awaken within the dream and grasp the fact that I am dreaming, so that all dreamlike beings may likewise awaken from the nightmare of illusory suffering and confusion. May I awaken within this dream and grasp the fact that I am dreaming, so that all dreamlike beings may likewise awaken from the nightmare of illusory suffering and confusion. May I awaken within this dream and grasp the fact that I am dreaming, so that all dreamlike beings may likewise awaken from the nightmare of illusory suffering and confusion. Breathing, feeling the throat chakra, raising our energy, dropping our body away, leaving our body, our material body in bed, rising up from the heart, feel the heart energy, the heart chakra, the chest, the breath, rising up into the throat chakra, into the forehead chakra, look into the light behind your eyes, raising and elevating your energy, giving rise to the dream body, to subtler consciousness, to the light body of dream, letting go of the heavy body of this world and this life, letting go of body and mind and personality, and entering into the dream like light of reality. Visualize this full moon. Imagine this full moon of luminosity right in your vision, behind your eyelids, in front of your forehead, eyes closed. Feeling this light like a full moon, perhaps as big as your whole head, like from your throat chakra to the top of your head, or just in front of your eyes and your forehead. Either way, the principle is going into the light, brightening our awareness, not darkening it. Relaxing and breathing, lying in the posture of the Buddha reclining, passing into nirvana, with open hand beneath our cheek, letting the subtle breath emerge as external breath slows and quiets. Natural body is Buddha's body. Let it be. Natural breath is Buddha's breath. Let go and let Buddha breathe through you. Natural mind is Buddha's heart mind. Let go and let Buddha be in you. Aware of the light, looking into this openness and clarity, this is full moon. You can add the letter A, the white shining letter A, into the face of the full moon, like the man in the moon. We have the A in the moon here. Otherwise, just the moon, and the moonlight is enough. Light shining out of us and into us at the same time. Luminous clarity and light beyond sunlight or moonlight. Entering into the sphere, single sphere, all-inclusive sphere of light and awareness inseparable. Resting in the divine eye, ultimate reality. The clear light of awareness. Noticing whatever hypnagogic images begin to arise on that projection screen of clear light in front of your eyes. Relaxing and letting go into them. Noticing the transition from waking to dreaming and sleeping. Entering into the luminous sphere of all-inclusive natural awareness. Yoga means union. Here we have union or reunion with the natural state of innate light and awareness. Reconnecting with our spiritual nature. Beyond the dream of confusion or delusion. Awake even while we are sleeping, lit up from within, even when we're sad, dark, or heavy, touching fields of light, radiant effulgence within us, letting go totally into that warm bosom, that infinite ocean of luminous love light. Recognize whatever arises as like phantasmagoria, dreams, mirage, and illusion. Undisturbed by sounds and phenomena which are just like echoes. Untouched by weather or other movements. This dream body of light arises within. Having no particular need to do anything. Allowing whatever must occur to take place. One with this dance of illusion. We have reached the source of all phenomena. Resting in the nature of pure awareness. Awakening within this dream and knowing with dreaming, knowing the dreamer. May all dreamlike beings likewise awaken from the nightmare of illusory suffering and confusion. Illumining universes upon universes with the clear light radiating from our sun-like dream body, providing all that is needed, wanted, and essential to all those beings like ourselves seeking peace and freedom. Tapping the inexhaustible source within us. Glorying in the radiance pouring from within as well as without. Inseparable from all who appear in our dreams. Like extensions of our own radiant, splendid dream body. Dancing the dance of illusion. Walking in the sky like an angel. Playing lovely music upon the flute of emptiness and awareness. Singing songs of joy and delight. This is the great state of dream and illusion. Here we are creator as well as created. We are totally at one with our karma, our destiny. One and in love with all. Enjoying and appreciating the multifarious plethora of phenomena. Playing with whatever appears like a magician's illusions. Undeceived by phenomena or subjective experience within. We rest in the heart cave of luminous being. Protected by rainbow light all around us. This is the true dream, dream of enlightenment. Everything resolved back into rainbow-like light. Our dream body, the rainbow body of perfect freedom, bliss, and enlightenment.
This concludes Tibetan Dream Yoga with Lama Suryadas. Chants and music by Lama Suryadas. For more information about Lama Suryadas, please write in care of the Dzogchen Foundation, P.O. Box 734, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02140, or email foundation@dzogchen.org, or visit the Dzogchen Foundation website, www.dzogchen.org. To order additional copies of this audio learning program, or to receive a free catalog of over 400 transformational audio and video tapes and music from the heart of the world, please call Sounds True, 800-333-9185. Or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. You can also visit us on the World Wide Web at www.soundstrue.org. SoundsTrue.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, put, hey.